was a night like any other. Frank and I had plans to record a new podcast. Sure, we didn't know what we were going to do. We just let it happen. Like always, anything could happen. Frank hadn't shown up. I was getting a little worried. I looked out of the window at the blinking neon sign and wondered if my old friend were lying in a pool of blood somewhere out on those dirty, dusty, nasty moonlit streets. I still had a piece of paper that he'd left sitting by the door. And I figured, well, what the hell, I'll open it up and see if there were a message there for me. And there was. A simple phone number. Was this the answer I'd been looking for? Would this tell me what had happened to my bosom buddy? Well, a guy's got to do what he's got to do to protect his partner. And if that meant calling this phone number, then by God, I'd do it.
Proton Investigations.
This is James Littleton Gill, Jr. calling Mr. Frank Young.
Frank does not work for us anymore.
Well, we had a conversation scheduled for today, so I know Frank's been jumping back and forth between employers and I believe what we like to call exploiters. So I was hoping if you had any forward information on him, that'd certainly be a help.
Well, I think he got a little bit too inspired by what we call the skip tracers.
The skip tracers?
Yeah, these are fellas that have a little thing going, a string of little bills they rack up here and there. They get credit, you see.
Well, sir, may I ask your name, please?
This is Harv Marston.
Harv Marston?
Harv Marston of Harv Proton. Marston.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be offensive, so.
Oh, no, it's all right. I've just got a little touch of reflux. It makes me a little feisty.
Well, this is actually a rare opportunity. If you don't mind, I'm actually recording your conversation for broadcast to millions of listeners.
Oh, hell, they've done worse things to me. I can tell you something about a little thing that happened to me in Singapore. Remember, it was during LBJ's election, even though I was thousands of miles away. But I'm getting off the subject. Go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, how did you first meet Mr. Young?
Well, I put an ad up on the Craigslist. We run out. This is Croton Investigational Services, Incorporated, out of Croton on Hudson, upstate New York area.
So Frank works for someone in New York. He was able to do this over the telephone?
Yeah, it was sort of a telecommuting investigation. We would farm out some cases that really could be taken care of with just a phone call or sometimes.
So you would call Frank to make the phone calls for you?
Yeah, it was cheaper because, my son, I'll level with you.
Please do.
I'm the co-owner of this business and has it certain perks. I give myself a salary of $72 an hour, whether I do anything or not. And
well, that is a perk.
I napped yesterday at 72 an hour.
Just out of curiosity, what were you paying Mr. Young?
He was getting our telecommution rate of $11.50 an hour.
$11.50, and he was actually working. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, he was.
And by the way, I want to thank you for sharing all of this confidential information to a stranger calling you out of the blue.
Well, hell, especially if you're going to broadcast this, because it might get us some business. That's the problem is with the.
Well, it'll certainly get you some job applicants, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, with the economy being in the gutter and the I heard there's tar balls off the New Orleans shore. It doesn't sound good for any of us.
Tar balls.
Yeah, Powerballs, something. Hell, I could go for a Powerball. That's what they call the lotto in some of the states. I think Pennsylvania, it's called Powerball.
Okay. Get it. This is the last number Frank left for me. We were supposed to do our show over the telephone today. So, I, you know, if you don't mind being the co-host.
Oh, well, no, what type of show? Is this like Car Talk or?
It's very, very, very similar to Car Talk, except we talk about life.
Oh, huh. Well, I can tell you, a thing or three about life.
Well, please do. And by the way, could you repeat your name, please?
It's short for Harvard.
Your first name is Harvard. Okay.
Yes, but okay. I go Harv. Harv Marsden.
You're only I'm guessing you're only a Yale away then, anytime I need to speak with you.
Yeah. You might as well write that one down, son.
Please do.
Last name Marsden. Marsden. Marsden.
Okay. Marsden. By the way, you're not charging me $72 an hour for this call, are you?
Well, I actually can charge another client for this.
Oh, well, that's convenient. That's always nice to have someone to charge.
It's an interesting case. I'm sure they wouldn't mind me. They forgot to sign a confidentiality waiver, so I'm sure I can talk about it.
Why not?
I do a lot of divorce cases.
Do we have any names associated with this particular case?
Why, hell yeah, I can do it. They didn't sign that paper. I waggled it in front of their faces and told them five times. So.
Once a paper's been waggled, I think all your legal bases have been covered.
Yeah, well, these people sometimes, they're out of their heads when they come in here, and they can't keep their teeth in their mouth, and just between you and me, they're nuttier than fruitcakes, but they pay me the advance, and they pay, anyway, it was a Miss Gail Doherty.
Do you have a number and address on that?
I'd better hold off on that. Just out of common. I'm hoping to get some repeat business because dame. It's one of those standard things that sweet.
I respect your discretion.
Hell, discretion's something you can buy and sell. That's one thing I've learned here at Croton Investigational Services Incorporated.
Quick question: where did you get the name Croton?
It's from the Croton on the Hudson, the Croton River.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that. I'm sorry.
Upstate New York. It gives it a certain... Of course, the idiots in the phone book for 17 years straight, they misspelled it Croton Investigation.
That would be my guess.
And I almost changed the name, but...
Croton Investigations.
Yeah, I almost changed it to Croton Investigations and... Finally, they got they did away with the old hard copy of the phone directory, and now it's just an online listing, and they deigned to spell it correctly, so.
Well, terrific. Yeah, nobody uses those big, heavy books anymore.
No, they are.
Past.
They were, I had a associate here, John Milner, who was 4'7", and he loved the heck out of those phone books, because, he was a cop man. He did a lot of surveillance, and he'd have to set the phone books down on top of the brake or the gas pedal.
So he could stand on them.
And, because his feet couldn't quite reach him. And poor guy passed away when he got a phone book lodged in the gas pedal and ran smack into a truck. Terrible.
That's a sad story.
Hey, John Milner, God, it's been years since I thought about him. He was a funny, he had hair as red we got a lot of people that come and go, you know, it's just right many people that are long-timers in the investigation field.
There's a lot of rotation in that field, is there?
Yeah, we get, your pal Hank,
You're a stickler for details, I imagine, in the investigative services.
Yeah. Hank was I don't suspect a foul play or anything. I think he just is I think his cell phone might have run out of minutes. Uh-huh. because we had him on. Basically, he was a glorified bill collector.
Hank was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your
my friend.
Your friend.
Sure.
Yeah. He companies would get bad debts from these skip tracers, and they would hire us to collect the debts. And hell, sometimes what they'd be paying us, they'd be paying me $72 an hour to collect a $33 debt. And you do the math there.
I will do the math.
You figure out who's the dummy and who's the benefactor here.
Oh, sure, sure.
And we always say it's a minimum of 5 days before we'll collect the bill. So I've thought, hell, farm it out. That way I can sleep. Sometimes I got some good pictures on the Late Show, and I like to stay up and watch them and have a couple of bourbons. And you know, you can't just rise and shine after a few drinks in the Late Show. They had a good one on the other night. It was you know Ida Lupino.
Oh, sure.
And John Garfield. They had a picture called "Out of the Fog."
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a good one. Anyway, your friend Jack was just calling people to try and get them to pay debts that had gone bad, and
you were paying him $11.50, is that right? $11.50.
Yeah.
Plus, you were getting $72 an hour.
Yeah, so I it's all pure profit. So I just skim off, get somebody like Jack to chase these people down. That way I don't have to do it. And he got a couple people to pay. I will say that about Jack. He was persistent. But these skip tracers are, I'll tell you, it's the bane of this whole business.
Uh-huh.
You want to get a nice, juicy divorce case where you can catch a husband or a wife in delecto flagrante and get a couple of good pictures. Is this an adult show or a child show or?
Children, adults, people of all ages are invited to listen.
Okay. Well, I'll try to. Anyway, sometimes you can catch couples in the act, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And,
sure.
If one of them is married and I can get a good, clear photograph, well, that's I can usually collect from both parties.
Well, it sounds like a large part of your investigative business is seeking out people who owe you money.
Yep. And
it's an interesting business model.
And then seeking out people to take care of it so I don't have to do anything. That's my idea of the perfect day is I get here about 11, have me a cup of coffee. Hazel comes on at 11:30. I want to take a look at that every
morning. It's a classic. That is a classic.
And then I get set to...
Was there ever a Hazel movie, by the way, or was that only a TV show?
Oh, hell, if it had been a Hazel movie, I would know about it because I would have gone to see it. But I think she was just on the TV.
Wouldn't a Hazel movie have been nice, though?
Oh, yeah. It would have been kind of monotonous because, you know, she would have had to cause about six big problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the nature of the extended motion picture.
And, hell, if I was Mr. Baxter, if she caused more than two problems... Hey, I'd have to let her go and say, sorry, honey, you may be feisty. And
well, she caused way more than two problems in the course of her career.
Yeah, but, you know, if you figure that one sitcom half hour equals one day in their
life. Oh, is that the formula? Is that how it works?
Well, that's pretty much how I've thought it would work.
Half hour equals one day.
So, you know, you can get away with one goofus every day, but if, you know, you're just making one after another, especially if you're a servant, that's gonna burn you some bridges. Now, that Family Man is that one is pretty funny, and they have the flesh tones are more normal.
So you're a Family Man fan then, are you?
Yeah, it'll do. You know, I'll take a look at it sometimes. They,
I wonder, how does that stack up against The Simpsons?
Well, The Simpsons, everyone looks like they're suffering from jaundice. Uh-huh. You know, Family Man, everyone has a healthy skin tone. So I would say just from the health and fitness angle, Family Man's the better show.
Well, who on television has the best complexion as far as you're concerned?
You know, I'd say Elizabeth Montgomery in that that witch show.
Uh-huh.
Is that the name? She's a witch?
The Witch Show, yeah.
The Witch Show. She had what you would call the peaches and cream complexion.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, that show was dumb as a sack of hammers, but if you have you a good color set, you just study her complexion. It is. All I can say is I wish that I'd have one client with complexion half as good as Elizabeth Montgomery.
The world would be a better place. Well, tell me this. You don't know where my friend Chet has gone, do you?
No. Him. I don't think he's gone. I just haven't heard from him for a couple of days. I'm a little surprised he gave this as a contact number because Fred's a good boy. He earns me money just by picking up the phone, so I could hardly call
him. So you've mentioned, yeah.
And he, of course, has no idea how much I'm getting, but.
Well, I think you can rest assured that he will, in the near future, know.
Well, that's why Craigslist thing is so good, because, like I say, we have pretty high rotation volume here. They'll get the skip tracers for a while, and sometimes I can talk him into coming up here to Croton on the Hudson and being a... investigative assistant, which, hell, is basically just a glorified errand boy.
Uh-huh.
I get him to go get my sandwiches, pick up my shoes, and sometimes I'll send him to go see a movie and tell me what happened because I don't have the patience, and people always want to talk about movies. They're just, did you see that Alice in Wonderland in 3D? And hell, I don't want to see anything 3D because I got a migraine watching Buona Devil in 3D.
Oh, sure.
That was a big 3D picture. Hell, that was 50, 60 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Make these boys go, and it's on their own dime. I tell them they got to, you know, go to the matinee and save some money, but they go see the picture and then come back. I say it's practice.
You know, you could actually expand that idea and hire people to go out and read books for you or have meals for you or even perhaps have a romantic relationship for you and come back and tell you about it.
Hell, that's a good idea because, you know, it takes time to do all that.
Well, who has the time?
Yeah, and it's a lot of fuss and bother.
And then before you know it, some private investigator sneaking in, taking pictures of you.
Yeah, and you got to pay somebody,
you know. Of course.
You
don't want to be on the wrong end of that transaction.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's kept me out of pursuing marriage is the fact that...
there are other people like you in the world.
Yeah. That's well said. Well said, Gilly. That's your name, Gillian? Giller?
Yeah, it'll do Giller. For me. It'll do, yeah.
You know, you might pick up some money. Where do you live at?
I live out here in Seattle with Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, in the same city as Frank.
Oh, yeah, Frank, I know him.
Yeah.
We were talking about Fred.
I don't know any Fred, no.
No.
Thanks so much for talking with us today. And if anybody needs your service, I guess they can look you up in the online in the Croton on the Hudson Investigative Services. Is that it?
Yeah, only... We hired some Korean fella to do the website, and he misspelled it Croton. It's www.crotoninvestigations.biz. Biz was the cheapest one, so. went with that.
Sort
one.
Of the but, ghetto area of the internet. You don't want to go there after dark.
Yeah, this business is a business you don't want to go into after dark. It's a tough life. It's not exactly like the private eye TV shows, but
those they actually get up and go places. So
yeah, it's I've never seen action like they have on,
like Maddox on, or
never. You never. I haven't been a part of a single car chase in 44 years of this business.
Well, that it usually requires going out and getting in a car, so.
Yeah, I have tailed people. That's what we call when we try to follow someone.
Sure, that's a science and an art.
Your big problem with tailing is staying conscious in the car.
Well, of course.
You're in the front seat there, and you're usually parked in the shade, so they can't see you. And, you know, your first impulse is, well, hell, I might catch me a few winks. And then before you know it, it's 11 at night, and you wake up in the car, and your back is sore. You can hardly remember why you were there.
Oh, yeah, you should write notes down. Leave them on the dashboard.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some people to write notes for me, so I just get that done.
You're a man who understands the art of delegation, it sounds like.
I've put in my time. I've done the legwork. I figure like I'm too busy to retire and too retired to be busy. How's that?
Ah, I hear what you're saying. Don't understand it, but I do hear it. I want to, again, thank you very much for joining us today and giving us a peek into your life and into Mr. Young's private life and into the lives of your many clients. So thanks a lot. If you're ever around Seattle way, which I take it is extremely unlikely, be sure to drop in on the old Frank and Jim studio.
You fellas, I'm going to go out to, there's this restaurant called Pheasant Farm.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out to tonight. You guys have those?
Yeah, we do. We have several. Those are very popular. They're known as quail huts out here.
I tend to like Pheasant Farm a little more. It's more of an upscale experience.
Well, our experience is that Quail Hut is the quality experience. So we'll just agree to disagree on that one, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, all this talk about the Pheasant Farm has got me.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of talk about Pheasant Farm. There's been a little, perhaps 20 seconds worth of talk at most.
Yeah, well, that's enough to get the old juices flowing, so I think I might head down there for the pheasant salad bar.
Okay. Get some pheasant ribs. Those are awfully good.
Oh, yeah. The problem with those is you have to get, like, 10 orders at once, because, they bring an order out, and you've eaten it before the waitress goes away, and you have to get her again and say, baby, bring me another one. So I just...
And then you have to wait while they kill the new bird and...
Yeah,
that whole all-you-can-eat rib nights at Pheasant Farm and Quail Hut is not really worth the trouble, has been my experience.
Yeah, you just have to order in bulk. And, of course, that's one reason why I don't go Quail Hut is because of that damn rule. You can only have two baskets of quail ribs an hour.
Exactly. But it's all-you-can-eat if you're willing to stay there several days.
Yeah, and they chase you out of there. It's a little bit of a jip, but...
Well, I mean, they're good people, though. They're a family restaurant. And, you know, our motto here is, when you're up to it, make it a Quail Hut night.
Yeah.
If you're in that mood.
Well, I might give them a try, you know. I've neglected them.
Yeah, give them a try. Or send someone to give them a try.
Yeah, that's an idea. Yeah, I'm putting that up on the Craigslist.
Oh, good, good. I'm always happy to supply more employment to the general public. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck to you out there.
Well, thank you, son, and hope you find Chip. Tell him that we'd like to get him a little raise. We'll bring him up to $12.
Oh, good. He'll be excited to hear that.
Yeah, just give us a call. Tell me, call us on a payphone. We'll pick up the charges.
Well, that's very nice of you.
He's a good employee.
Okay.
All right, I better go. I better go freshen up a little bit and head down to the Pheasant Farm. Oh no, Quail Is it Quail Farm? Yeah, Quail Hut. I'm gonna go there.
All right. I'll give your best a chip.
All right. Well, you be sure to let me know when this show thing comes on. I might point some of my clients to it so they'll know.
Terrific. All more listeners, the better.
Yeah, gets you. If you want to, some good stories of private eye action, you can just call me up anytime.
Oh, we will. I would love to hear them.
Not doing a whole lot these days.
Well, terrific.
All righty. Well, you take her easy.
You take her easy, too. Take her any way you can get her.
yeah. All right.
You pick 'em, we pluck 'em, and cook 'em up right. Let's make it a Quail Hut night. You pick 'em, we pluck 'em, and cook 'em up right. Let's make it a Quail Hut night.
Quail Hut.